KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people killed by tornadoes over the weekend. Most of those who died were in the state of Kentucky, still reeling from recent severe flooding. The phone call between President Trump and Russian President Putin is scheduled to take place this morning. Afterwards, President Trump's expected to call Ukrainian President Zelensky for updates. Russia has just outlawed Amnesty International, calling it an undesirable organization. Former President Biden and his family discussing treatment options for the prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. Dr. Stephanie Widmer, an ABC News consultant, says at this stage there is no cure, but there is treatment.
Being that he is an older individual, his ability to tolerate a more aggressive form of treatment may be limited. But that being said, prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer.
In Washington, D.C., the big budget package being debated in the House passed a key committee last night. This is ABC News.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Last week, we told you about one way the new Pope is connected to Wisconsin. He taught in Oconomowoc, known as Father Bob. Well, it turns out he was a Wisconsin nun's student, too. Lisa Hale has the story.
There's another Wisconsin connection to the new head of the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is the first pope from the United States. Sister Diane Burgant, who now lives in Fond du Lac, was one of the Holy Father's instructors when he attended the Catholic Theological Union in Chicago. The student, then known as Robert Bob Prevost, took her Intro to the Old Testament class in his first year and other courses afterward. Burgant says it sounds strange to say, but she taught the Pope how to understand the Bible.
Now, we have a lot of changes coming to Madison restaurants. Lots of them have announced they're closing. One is finally open again after a year. Now, I've put together a little list for you. We'll start with Touch of Ukraine. That's over on Winnebago. It was started by refugees who left home because of the war. They're planning to close. Their last day open is May 31st. That same day, One and Only on Monroe Street will shut their doors for good. They've only been open about 2 years. On their last day, instead of their regular menu, they'll just be serving free appetizers to everybody. And Rue Boar has already shut down operations. The Cajun restaurant over on Cottage Grove Road closed for good a few days ago. The owner is having pregnancy complications and wants to focus on her health and her family. But a local favorite is back open. Ha Long Bay on Willie Street was closed for renovations for about a year. The Thai restaurant has a whole new look inside and is now serving cocktails, too. To find more Wisconsin news stories from our civic media team, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
A win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-2 victory over the Twins, ending Minnesota's 13-game winning streak. Top of the eighth, the Twins' Royce Lewis looked as if he'd hit his second home run of the day. But Jackson Churio, filling in the past week at center field, made the play of the day on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Tying run at the plate in the top of the eighth. Fly ball, left center, Churio back.
Brewer closer Trevor McGill saw Churio's catch from the bullpen.
Dude, I turned around last second. I just saw a glove like peeking over the wall with the ball, and I freaked out. That was badass. You know, him in center field. You know, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
Tonight, the Brewers open another home series against the Orioles. NBA. A report says Giannis Antetokounmpo will meet with the Bucks this week in Milwaukee to review the season and discuss what's next moving forward. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people in D.C. without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the...
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
WNDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Boy, you know, it's garbage day for a lot of people in town, man. Did you see the dumpsters just outside the parking ramp here?
No.
Wow, what did they have, some kind of wild party? I mean, that is full.
Are they? Must have been a show at the Orpheum, maybe?
Yeah, could
over
have
the
been.
Weekend?
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
You know, a lot of people... You know, throwing stuff around and
party time.
I don't know what. Why am I talking garbage? You know, I was so glad to see our garbage cans moved out to the street. I forgot to do it last night, and you know, my kid maybe had done that. That would be a screaming moment of history.
Really?
I can't hear anything.
What's the matter? What's the matter? Which one are you in?
I am.
You're in this one. Can you hear anything now?
Hello. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
There
can
we
you
go.
Hear
okay,
yourself?
I got it. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
He talks to himself a lot, doesn't he?
Producer Sam, good morning
hey,
to you.
Good morning. Yeah.
It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, Producer Sam, and our new producer, Dominic, is riding shotgun with Sam today.
Yep.
How's it going?
Dominic
it going?
Lee,
good.
Welcome
there
aboard.
There he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You betcha. You betcha. Okay. This is episode number 391, if you're keeping track at home.
Dominic, you will regret this decision.
write that number down.
That's and, your first warning. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And the way we figure it, Sam's last day will be episode number 400.
Wow.
So exactly 400 episodes.
Yeah. It's like we planned it straight from the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we did, didn't we? Well, actually, we never expected to be here episode 400.
we, that's true. It's chilly this morning.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. It's cloudy out there. We might get some rain, I guess, later tonight and into tomorrow, but... right now,
my watch.
You forgot your Samsung WMDX watch?
Oh, man.
What the hell?
What
are we going to do?
No, I don't know. You're just going to have to use the old method of determining the temperature for today.
Well, we'll look outside the window on the WMDX thermometer right outside here, and it looks like it's 40 degrees. What do you think the afternoon high may be? You want to just take a wild guess?
I did kind of look when I was at home, and I think it's going to be around 58 today.
Well, let's check the weather roulette wheel, and we'll spin the wheel, get the ball in there, round and round it goes. And
boy,
let's
that's
see.
Shiny. Who polished that ball up?
They cleaned it all up over the weekend. 57, red 57.
There you go, huh?
Yeah, that's
pretty close.
So you just guessed 58 just out of the...
Under the clear blue sky.
Okay.
Well, that's where you get the weather, the clear blue sky.
What temperature did you say it is right now? If that's our high?
39, isn't it?
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Well, I've got 40, but yes.
Okay, 40.
Yeah. And it's a little breezy, too, once again today.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it'll hurt the basil plants that we have outside. But
really? You don't think so?
Keeping my fingers crossed on that.
Okay. Well, before we get to the National Day calendar, let me just say that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison, one thing that remains constant since 1958. They are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations to serve you in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Well, and don't forget to ask about the adjustable bed frames. Tell them John Peterson sent you.
You love those adjustable bed frames.
I do. Yeah, I'm watching TV last night. I'm watching another, bed manufacturer brag about their adjustable bed frames.
Oh, really?
And I thought, well, I know that Verlo has the edge on it because we've been talking about it for a long time. They're not just for hospitals anymore.
No, they're not.
Okay?
They're a lot nicer.
All right.
Now, tomorrow I'm going to go to Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're bringing
another
us this portion of our show. And, Jim and Sarah have set me up with an appointment. I know you went there a couple of weeks ago, about three weeks ago.
Well, I went in for a second checkup just to make sure everything, all the adjustments are correct.
Yeah.
And I learned a few more things about it and the app that's on my phone.
They have all the latest technology, don't they?
It's AI.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have, you can't see the hearing. I mean, they're really small.
No, you really
right?
can't. No, yeah. there's, yeah, tiny little fiber that mm-hmm. goes into your ear. And
looks like you guys need a seeing aid as well.
Why you say that?
Yeah, well, if you can't see the hearing aid.
Okay.
There it is.
Smart ass. Madison Hearing Aid Center, they are helping people and changing their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving quality of life through better hearing. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can go to their website and get a hearing test right there to get you started and then make an appointment. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
You know, back to Verlo for a second. I really, really wish that I had a Verlo mattress over the weekend.
Right.
I told you guys on Friday my roommates and I were going to bike to New Glarus.
Yes. How
did you do that?
We did. We biked down to New Glarus on Friday afternoon and camped the night. And, boy, I cannot sleep on a ground anymore. I used to be able to just pitch a tent and lay down in there with a blanket and I'd be good for the night. That is not the case anymore.
You're an Eagle Scout. You should be able to do anything. It's like being a Green Beret. You could do anything. You can survive out in the woods.
I made it through the night all right. I didn't sleep well. I was shivering the whole time.
Gordy, we've got to congratulate him for finally, making it into adulthood. Finally,
you're saying I've reached the point
where now you're a full grown adult and you can't lay on the ground anymore.
Wow, this is a rite of passage.
I know. Everybody thinks it's some kind of preference thing. No, you really can't lay on the ground anymore.
Yeah, just don't do that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
All right, let's get to the National Day calendar. You've been waiting for it.
I thought you were going to say something about not meeting Maddie the Mattress. You're going to be leaving here. Maddie the Mattress will probably make
it. I didn't even think about that. I'm so disappointed. Yeah. You're right. We've got to get
him in here in the next 2 weeks. That's got to happen. Okay, National Day calendar for Monday, May 19th. Is it or is it not? Is it National Roadie Day? Is it National Upside Down Pineapple Day? Pineapple Cake Day? What is it? National. Wait a second. National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day or something like that. National Devil's Food Cake Day? Or National May Ray Day? What day is it not, John?
Cake Day?
Well, which one? There's National Devil's Food Cake Day or National Upside Down Pineapple Cake Day? Pineapple.
What the hell are you talking about? Pineapple Day?
No, that is a thing. National Upside Down Pineapple.
Then you got me completely. I don't know.
You don't know? Then give him the buzzer, Sam.
Wait a second.
You're right. It's not National Upside Down Pineapple
what
Cake Day.
What the hell?
Day.
You made up a that day is you a can't thing. Even.
All right. I got to look it up now because I saw it before.
Oh,
I just didn't.
Oh, you did?
Keep it. Yeah. Hang on.
National Upside Down Pineapple Day?
It's not today, though.
Wow.
Upside down pineapple.
Cake day.
Pineapple. God, I can't spell and think and talk at the same time. Yeah. Upside down pineapple cake recipes right here. See?
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they...
It's a thing. It's just not today.
I see. Okay. Yeah, so it's like in a Jello mold, and the pineapple lays at the bottom of it.
Right.
And so when you flip
there's
it upside down, it's at the top.
You got it.
Oh, God.
But that's not today. It's National Roadie Day. You know roadies, you know, they help the band set up.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You were a roadie in a band once. Weren't you touring with Bach and Turner Overdrive?
I had a part-time relationship with a girlfriend of a roadie who was on the road an awful lot.
You care to tell us more?
No.
Okay.
No, that's okay.
National Roadie Day honors the unsung heroes who work tirelessly behind the scenes to help the show get on the road. Okay.
There it is.
We don't care about roadies. What?
Catherine says pineapple upside down cake, my dad's fave.
Oh, see?
Wow.
Not upside down pineapple cake.
Okay, I got it a little twisted around, but you know what I meant. Okay. All right, wise guy. But it is a thing.
It is a thing, yeah.
By the way, when are we having our banana cake recipe competition?
Well, I asked Catherine if she wanted to do it actually on Monday, because we've got a lot to do today.
It was
9 o'clock at night last night, and I really didn't feel like starting to bake something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll have to push it
maybe
back again.
Tomorrow or Wednesday?
Yeah.
Let's do it Wednesday.
See, I'm insisting on the fact that you have to have old bananas to do that.
Right.
I don't have old bananas to do that. So
you can buy some today and then wait a couple of days. Then they're old bananas.
Yes, but you guys want this competition at a time when I don't have old bananas.
You should go on Facebook Marketplace and say, in search of your old bananas.
I'll go to Facebook Marketplace and see if I can get somebody to sell their old bananas to me.
Should we shoot for Thursday or Friday for the thing?
Oh, man.
Would that give you time? If you buy bananas today, will they be ready to go?
Yes, yes, probably.
Okay, it's Devil's Food Cake Day.
All right.
Who doesn't love heavenly chocolate Devil's Food Cake? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's National May Ray Day. What could this possibly
be? Yeah, what is that?
What does that mean? I'm clicking it, but it's not coming up. Here we go. National May Ray Day celebrates the bright sunshine and warmer weather with just a slight breeze to cool your skin. What is this?
Oh,
made
what?
To get outside and enjoy some spring weather. Yeah. Well, I don't think it's going to be pretty nice.
It's a little cloudy today. Yeah.
Cloudy. I think it might rain later today or tonight.
Yes.
So today is not a good day for May Ray Day. Okay. Any history book stuff, Sam? You got anything?
Well, I didn't have time to do it on Friday.
What do you mean
I was so busy running around from
a
remote broadcast on Friday. This morning, however, I did find one golden nugget for you, just for you, Gordy.
What?
Today in 1884, the Ringling Brothers Circus was founded.
There you go, right there.
Wait a minute.
Baraboo.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
You know, Circus World Museum up in Baraboo, they're open, and they have performances, I think, 7 days a week up there. It's always a good time to take
dedicated
the kids. Have you ever been to Baraboo, to the Circus World Museum?
When I was probably 10, I went there,
You might want to check out a podcast with Pete Schwabba. He just recently talked to the person up there taking care of that.
That's right.
That circus...
Oh, they got a big top circus there.
Big top circus.
Yeah. They got one of the big tents, and they have acrobats. And
The only thing that I really remember from being there as a young kid was the elephants, because, I mean, elephants are pretty darn cool to a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Well, they phased.
Exactly. They phased out their animals in the show.
Yeah. The elephants went away either last season or the season before. Yeah. No more elephants. They are
Mickey Dolenz. What was his
Circus Boy?
Circus Boy.
Boy, that's from the 50s.
He had a pet elephant, right?
He had a pet elephant. Yeah, he was a circus boy. Mickey Dolenz, of course, eventually became
one of the
Monkees' drummer. Yeah,
and a great vocalist, I think.
He's still around. He's the last monkey.
Last one standing. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other birthdays or anything else to celebrate today, Sam?
We got a couple of birthdays here.
Okay.
It's Ho Chi Minh's birthday.
All right.
Oh, yeah. And it's also Malcolm X's birthday.
Okay.
Oh,
happy
geez.
Birthday to the two of them.
Yes.
So Malcolm X had a tragic end.
Yeah.
And he was born in 1925.
You know, a lot of people are jogging on the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Okay. Coming back with Pam Yonke right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry, at Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ow! Ow! Woo! Shut it down! Woo! Yeah. I'm back!
I'm back!
I'm back!
Get down!
We're back!
Here we go!
John and Gordy in the Morning! Hey!
Get up off of that thing!
WMDX 92.7.
623. It's cloudy and chilly this morning. 40 degrees. The high just in the upper 50s. We'll get a weather update along the way from Brittany Merlot in just a little while. Right now, Pam Yonke joins us from Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Yes, for sure. Quite a change from the heat and humidity we picked up last week.
Oh, yeah. This is no doubt incredible. I'm actually going to enjoy this. When the dew points are gone, I'm happy. I'm a happy person, all right?
He's all about the dew points.
I hate dew points. Hey, a big announcement. The new Alice in Dairyland, huh?
Yeah, forward to it. We met her on Saturday night. Some of us have known her since she was a little girl. Her name is Sarah Hagnow, 24 years old, grew up in Poinette, just recently graduated from the University of Minnesota with a degree in food science marketing and also international marketing. She's been very involved in 4-H and FFA as a kid, and then when she was up at the University of Minnesota, got involved with the Gopher Dairy Club up there, and she's done quite an extensive amount of internships. So she's definitely ready for the job. On Saturday night, there was a couple different historical perspectives that those of us in agriculture or the followers of Alice in Dairyland probably didn't miss. First of all, Crawford County had never hosted Alice in Dairyland previously, so that was the first time for them. And wonderful turnout from what my reporters have told me. Mm-hmm. More than 200 people that were at the beautiful Dousman House in Prairie du Chien just a fantastic venue for the event.
Yeah.
And then a lot of our former Alices were there as well, which is kind of a tradition. If they can make it back, they do. I know that not all 78 of them were there, but still. And then the other historical perspective is the fact that Sarah is Ashley Hagenow's sister. Now, if that rings a bell to you, Ashley Hagenow was our 76th Alice in Dairyland. So just 2 years ago, she wore the crown and tiara and spoke as Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador. And now Sarah will be taking over the spot. Now, it's going to take a couple weeks before you actually get a chance to see Sarah out on the job, although she's super excited and obviously ready to go. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection decided a couple years ago that it's kind of a rough transition to start a brand new job as Alice in Dairyland in June Dairy Month.
Yeah.
You can imagine the calendar's pretty frenetic, and there's a lot of different bells and whistles you've got to try to get used to. So they postponed the beginning of the new Alice's term until July.
Oh, really?
She'll get a chance to shadow our current Alice, Haley Heinzel, for a month or so, and then we'll be on the job starting in July. The other thing we found out on Saturday night is that Marathon County is going to be hosting the 2026 Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. That'll be May 14th through the 16th in Wausau. And Sarah has committed to visiting Marathon County every month of her tenure so that she can help Marathon County prepare what's obviously going to be a fantastic event for 2026. So, and congratulations to Mom and Dad, Lisa and Bob Hagenow from Poinet.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's a real player in the dairy industry, has been his entire career, and I'm sure he's just pumped up with pride this morning to have both of his girls getting to speak up for Wisconsin agriculture.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It almost sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know? The two sisters can compare notes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, we were talking about the weather as we started out. It's much cooler today. And, of course, we had those big storms that rolled through last week. And I understand they're still doing some cleanup in Dodge County. Is that right, Pam?
Yeah. And I know that folks have probably been seeing some of it on social media. It just breaks your heart. I mean, I've been watching, and a lot of my listeners have shared stories about particularly the Schmidt Farm in Juneau. We also saw a farm by Alto that was almost a direct hit with either straight line winds or tornado. I'm sure National Weather Service will come out with more clarification. But I want people to slow down and think about how it's tragic wherever these storms occur. But if you're a dairy farm, it is so complicated to try to put pieces back together. Immediately, you've got to try to figure out, first of all, veterinary care for those animals if they were injured, if they've got to be euthanized. And then the next thing is, if the facility's gone, now I have to find a farm nearby where those cows can go. Now, most farms in Wisconsin are already pretty much at capacity. So you're asking a big feat and a big favor of somebody to let foreign animals, literally animals you don't know, animals you may not know health on, to come into your herd. Then the next thing is, where is that milk going to go? The farm that you may be at was built for a certain capacity. Now you're bringing your cows over. Then it's the extended care of the animals that may still need some care but are being fed and milked. And that's the other thing. Where's the feed now? The feed could be scattered across three counties by now. How are you going to pull that back together?
Wow.
So thoughts and prayers to those folks in Dodge County, the farmers that were hit, because just once the storm ends, the real nightmare of the situation can just begin. So I'll be following up with them to see if there's anything we can do or assist.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, those cows have got to get milked twice a day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still...
Wow. And you don't think about... How many times have you driven around any place in Wisconsin? The barn may be there, but it's been idle for so long. There's no water. There's no electricity. There's no milk handling equipment. I mean, there may be a building, but what the dairy farm needs as far as, like you said, milking cows and doing that stuff. And then figure, animals are creatures of habit. Those cows don't know that barn. They don't know where they're supposed to stand. They don't know where the water in the feed is. They're already agitated because they've been through a traumatic experience. So, like I said, I'm going to follow up with some of the veterinarians that were stepping in to try to help those farms after the storm had passed and see what the status situation is there. I'll see if I can't pass a couple notes on to you guys later.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that, yeah.
Well, very good, Pam. We appreciate all you do for us here and for that update. And Midwest Farm Report, food and farm going to your table. We have that all the time here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pam, have a good week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Yes.
Very See you later, boys.
All right. Have a good take one. Care.
It's Pam Yonke. In fact, that Midwest Farm Report is right around the corner. And when we come back, Idiocracy for Monday morning. Oh, boy.
Can't
we got
wait.
A lot.
Yeah.
We got a lot to tell you. On John and Gordy in the Morning.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. State Superintendent Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin kids experiencing homelessness. Data shows more Wisconsin students are homeless than ever before. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan, homeless children, and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has yet to receive a response.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Jennifer Lawrence is the last true movie star, according to Sean Penn. The actor discussed numerous celebrities on the Louis Theroux podcast recently, and as usual, spoke his mind. The Fast Times at Ridgemont High star said he felt the movie star manufacturer stopped working right after Lawrence. That's a lot of pressure on Lawrence. Penn also had effusive praise for Tom Cruise, calling him an extraordinary craftsman and an actor who pursues excellence on such a high level. Penn also talked about how impressed he was with the fact that Cruise does his own stunts and called him, in addition to being a remarkable actor, probably the best stuntman in Hollywood. Penn did say there were many young great actors out there, and when asked if Timothy Chalamet was one of them, said he hadn't seen any of the A Complete Unknown stars' films. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some heavy rain on the way with an inch or more possible from tonight through Tuesday, even into Wednesday. Today, mostly cloudy. We could see some showers by late this afternoon, our high in the upper 50s. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, some heavy rain with highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, they're dumb all the time, and we always say that. Just to set the record straight.
Right.
Oh, God. Okay. You know, this is WMDX 92.7.
Thank you.
All right. I got that in.
Okay. It's 6:35. It's cloudy. It's chilly this morning. Grab a jacket.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay cool. High about 57 today. Okay.
All things I was going to say. I'm glad.
Sure.
That's why we work together on this thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just starting to get a clue. That's why we're together.
We're just getting warmed up here. It's a Monday. Always a little slow to get things going on Mondays.
You know, the kid's going to be leaving us soon. You know, he's going to be springing from
Sam,
the nest here.
By the way,
I am younger than half of John's kids. So.
That's it. You are.
Okay. By the way, show our new producer, Dominic, where the coffee machine is? And
I did.
Okay. Did you inform him that we have to have fresh coffee all the time?
Oh,
okay. Good. Coffee? Our coffee guy is here. Over here. Come over this way.
Who wants coffee?
No. Over here.
Who wants coffee?
Okay. There he goes.
You want coffee?
Oh, damn.
Go
away.
Just let him go.
He never sees us in here.
I know. Anyway,
must be the mirrored windows.
You know, he always says, "Does anybody want coffee?" He doesn't actually say that he's offering
he's gonna
it
give
to
it
anyone.
To you.
Yeah.
You know, you could find that. Actually, it's a video of this guy, and he just went into a convenience store, grabbed a pot of coffee, and he had somebody, you know, camera guy with him, and just started going around the store, and then he goes out by the gas pumps, and he's yelling. Everybody's chasing him. The people from the store.
Wow.
The cops show up. It goes on and on. Yeah. It's good, though. But we're glad he stops in here every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about... I was going to say, you know, Sam is leaving and everything. He's leaving the nest. And
a couple of weeks.
He went to an interesting bar that it's self-serve.
Right?
This is like a big experience for you here. A tap house is what they call them.
Oh, are you talking about what I mentioned before you came on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in New Glarus over the weekend. Yeah. And my roommates and I biked down there. We went to a place called the Dirty Dog.
Yeah.
And it was a game-changing experience for me. It was this tap house where you like gave them your credit card and then they gave you a card that you could just swipe on any of 30 taps and try as many and as much beer as you wanted to.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
And what it does is it, you know, keeps track of how much you pour.
Right. It's kind of fun at the end of the night, though, like when you get your receipt back, how much of each different kind that you got. My roommates and I were comparing, and it was fun and interesting.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So there's no bartender at all?
Not really,
just somebody at the checkout.
Right, yeah.
See, I was out, you know, doing the census in Mesomania, of all places, they have a tap house there.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
And you were drinking on the job?
Tiny little town. Well, Actually, I did. It was the last place I visited. I don't normally have any kind of alcohol before. I'm not going to sit there and talk to people, you know, interviewing them.
Smells
like he's been in a bar for a while.
That would not reflect.
No, it doesn't well reflect
on the
well at all.
U.S. government.
But it was my last call, and I went in there, and it was kind of interesting and fun, you know, and these people, you know, small town like that, they obviously live there. So it's nice to support a local business like that. But it's great to have. And we have, I believe we have one in Middleton as well. So
yeah, there's one there. And I think up in Baraboo, they're sprouting up everywhere.
So yeah.
It's the new rage.
I think there's one in Middleton that might be non-alcohol. Tap house, but I could
no
be
kidding.
Wrong. Yeah, I know you can go in there and buy all these different styles of liquor, but no alcohol in them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
they did have 1919 root beer on tap. That was one of the
options. They did.
Yeah,
wow.
That's kind of nice, isn't it?
That's good.
All right, let's get to a lot of this idiocracy that's out there. You know, we're hearing about the Medicaid cuts, right?
Right.
And we're really kind of surprised that the radical crazy man, Josh Hawley, he's a senator, and he was starting to make sense to us. And
that's right. He's
when that happens, we have to feature it on this program.
Because it's unusual for him.
So why don't we play this cut? Josh Hawley actually making sense for once for the in regards to the cuts that they're making to Medicaid. Let's listen.
Do you agree with the speaker? Is this bill not a cut to Medicaid?
Well, the right thing to do is not to cut Medicaid, so I'm glad to hear him say that. Manu, it ought to be just a basic foundational principle. It is wrong to cut health care for the working poor. And that's what we're talking about here with Medicaid. My state is a Medicaid expansion state. Over 20% of Missourians, including hundreds of thousands of children, are on Medicaid. And Manu, they're not on Medicaid because they want to be. They're on Medicaid because they cannot afford health insurance in the private market. These are working people and their children who need health care. And it's just wrong to go and cut their health care when they're trying to make ends meet, trying to help their kids, trying to make sure that they're able to provide for their families. So I hope that the House GOP and the Senate GOP will get the message here. By the way, President Trump has said the same thing. No Medicaid benefit cuts.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, anyway, pinch me, I must be dreaming.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they say something that makes sense. Now, if you can think like that, then why don't you think like that about everything else that they're making cuts on? But, you know, who am I? Yeah, I'm just asking questions.
Well, I think that bill passed late last night.
It
now,
did.
I don't know what. Yeah, apparently it has passed, but I'm not sure what last minute changes they may have made.
Oh, you know, I saw a couple of pundits talk about this, you know, the possible vote. And what happens is these guys who come out strongly against it.
Yeah.
They change their minds right at the last moment.
Well, I see your eyes are glancing upward. Are they running the story on CNN right now?
Yes, they are.
As holdouts change votes.
Yeah,
that happens all the time. These guys, it's a show. That's all it is. It's a performance.
Everybody knows that politics is a show.
Yeah. Well, now they do.
Well, I guess not everybody.
Well, I declared it now. Everybody knows.
thank you for doing that.
Here's a profound comment. You know, we listen to Trump all the time on this program only because it's comedy. To me, that's why we play this. It's comedic.
You never know what he's going to say next.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But this is a guy in the crowd where it was a rally with Pete Buttigieg. He was taking questions from the crowd, and one guy stood up and this is cut 114. Okay. And he said something that just the crowd loved it, and they even gave him a standing ovation.
Oh yeah, this is great.
for this simple comment. Let's listen.
It was a complete pleasure to be able to hear somebody speak in complete sentences.
Standing on.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, maybe what we should do is try and talk in complete sentences sometimes. Too many will get a standing ovation.
We've never done
somewhere.
That, but yeah, we could try, I guess.
I just love that.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm really angry with the Pope.
Where did that come from?
I'm bringing this up.
What did he do?
He's only been Pope for like a week.
Pope Leo the 14th. He said some really, really awful things over the weekend.
What?
He came out, against gay marriage. Pope Francis tried to smooth all of that over. He's not for it. The Catholic Church isn't for it, but it's okay as long as you love the individual and everybody should just get along. Well, not with Pope Leo, okay? Mm. That's not happening. So, I'm really disappointed, and that's all I can say.
Really? Just one issue like that?
No, it's not just one issue. Okay. He came out with a bunch. I'm just bringing it up here. I'm just not happy.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well. Can we expect more, a further investigation of the Pope?
Or I don't really care. See, I'm a Lutheran,
that explains it.
Any chance you get to bash the Pope, you're taking it.
I'm going to take that shot, yes. No, actually, Martin Luther, he came out against the Catholic Church, and I firmly believe in what he believed in. And, the Catholic Church at that time, way, 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 way back when, they were forcing people to pay into the Catholic Church, or you could not get penance or whatever the hell they call it. So you had to pay money, and Luther said, no, this isn't happening. So, the whole religion sprung up around that, and that's...
He said, this isn't happening. That's a direct quote. Yeah. He started his own damn church. Okay. Thanks for that little history lesson religion in our times.
I just barely remember some of this stuff from
Sunday
confirmation
school.
Class and, Sunday school.
Okay.
So,
thanks for that refresher. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, by the way, making me look like a complete idiot. It's okay.
It's not hard. This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors back in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations at Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. Okay.
Well, why don't we hear something from the jovial orange man? he made a really ridiculous comment. This is cut 108.
Oh, shocking.
And he likes to play up to these individuals.
What's
the
this
power
about?
Players, the dictators, the kings, the princes. He loves playing up to them. Let's listen to this very short cut.
Okay.
But I think very good. Young, attractive guy, tough guy. Strong pass. Very strong pass fighter. But he's got a real shot at pulling it together.
There it is. The Syrian president. He just loves a Syrian president. Young, strong. Viral,
Syrian president, apparently.
Attractive. Boy, wonder.
And now today, Trump is supposed to talk to Putin. They're going to have a phone call. They're going to have a phone conference today.
Yeah, really?
It's about time they caught up. They haven't talked to each other. They're old friends, right?
Yeah, they're going to sort it out. They're going to sort out the whole Ukrainian-Russian war today.
That's all.
Figure it all
show.
Out.
That's
about
not really,
time.
That's
goodness.
Not really going to happen. Not happening.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the crypto buyers. They're mostly offshore was the big news recently anyway. An analysis by Bloomberg News shows that all but six of the top 25 holders who have registered on the website are offshore. This is crazy stuff. I mean, this means that there may be a pay-to-play thing going on here with Trump. These individuals offshore, of course, buy favor from the president and then get special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what's taking place.
Shocking. That he would do something like this. Pay to play?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Who would have guessed that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, a recent case, of course, was before the Supreme Court recently. And a Trump attorney didn't, I guess, say the best things to Justice Barrett. Just 1 minute? Is that it?
Less than a minute.
Less than a minute.
All right.
I'm afraid, John.
Trump's Solicitor General, Sauer, told Amy Coney Barrett that Trump generally tries to respect federal court decisions, but he has the right to disregard legal opinions he personally disagrees with.
Really?
So Coney Barrett seemed to be in disbelief from that comment directed at her and the other justices. So
she was astonished.
Yes.
Okay. It is 6:48. More Idiocracy when we come back with John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. With technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens, they'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
WMDX. John and Gordy, the hullabaloo, the shindig in the morning. This is 92.7, and if you're listening on the Civic Media app, of course, most people are. Mm-hmm. They're streaming into their Bluetooth radio in their car, listening to the wonderful tunes that we're playing here each and every morning.
While they're watching us on Facebook and YouTube. Yeah.
Yes, driving and watching us
you know,
to see
what
we're wearing
today. I'm going to be home at my parents' house, and they've got their new EV. It's the first car they've had that has like a big touchscreen in the dashboard.
Yeah.
I really got to see if I can pull YouTube up in there so then we can give a tutorial on how people can watch us while they're driving.
You can test it out.
That's a great idea.
Excellent.
Fantastic, you know.
It is 6:53, cloudy and chilly this morning, and temperatures right around 40 degrees to start. So we'll get into the upper 50s later. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, 608-879-TALK. Or again, you can contact us on the Civic Media app. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. John, you've been there. I'm going to go there tomorrow. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You know, I've had some hearing problems for a while, both tinnitus and my left ear is losing some of its hearing. So it'll be interesting to find out what they have to say about that. But everybody that goes to Madison Hearing Aid Center, they get a tailored experience designed around their specific hearing needs and lifestyle. And their number one goal at Madison Hearing Aid Center isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They're located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. And you can check them out here in Madison. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay?
All right. Now, you know, we always often talk to Tim Slenker, Busted Pencils, about education, and one person's name always comes up, and that is Ryan Walters. He's the superintendent of education in Oklahoma, of all places, right? I mean, this guy is a crazy man. He's a right winger, and he didn't get the big top spot, you know, the Department of Education.
That's right. Spot. He was kind of vying for that.
Maybe he really should get that. Into wrestling. I hear that's what they're looking for these days.
Wrestling? Oh.
Yeah, well, that's
Linda
true.
McMahon?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Vince?
Yeah. So anyway, he had a little run-in with the local TV station there, and I just want to give you a little background on this, because this is the big story. I'm looking at the big picture here, not just Oklahoma and Ryan Walters and what he wants to do. This is happening all over the country. You know how the right-wing MAGAs were complaining about how government colluded, supposedly, with social media to block some of the misinformation that they were spreading on social media, right? And that was horrible. It was censorship, they called it. Well, I don't know. Now we have, I guess, this MAGA, the Ryan Walters, again, superintendent of education in Oklahoma. He wants to censor, and he has censored. This is a big picture story, okay? It's not so much about Oklahoma again. I'm just showing you what's happening across the country here, okay? So let's go back to 2024, and a judge had granted Oklahoma TV station KFOR, they call it K4, a request for a temporary restraining order on Ryan Walters, okay? So let's just play this little cut here. Let's play.
KFOR-TV, along with the Institute of Free Speech today, filed a motion for a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction. For months, our journalists have been refused access to public State Board of Education meetings and placed in an overflow room. KFOR has also been excluded from press conferences held by Walters following those board meetings. Walters and Isett claiming News 4 and its 75-year broadcast history is not a legitimate news organization.
In addition, damages in the amount of $17.91. Why that, you ask? Well, because 1791 was the year the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, protecting freedom of speech.
And there you go.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet? They weren't looking for a money settlement. They were just making a point, and they did get that restraining order in place against Ryan Walters. He was, again, censoring the TV station from covering his press conferences. That's censorship. That's government censorship.
Okay.
And you think so? No?
Yeah.
Well, he's preventing that news agency from covering the news.
Right, yeah.
All right. So
exact same thing that's happening at the White House, them not allowing like AP and other groups into their press conferences.
And they were told to put the AP back in.
Put them back in and they're back there.
So fast forward to now, Superintendent Ryan Walters lashed out at a local KFOR reporter for asking if he should take responsibility for the state being consistently rated at the bottom of education. So let's listen.
You're blaming on the
Sure. So let's take a look at that question again. K4 gets it fundamentally wrong, which at least you're consistent of being wrong. So we are not in the bottom of education. We've continued to see dramatic increases in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. I know y'all don't care to report facts. Facts are stubborn. Hey, look, K4, I got it. You're fake news. I got you. That K4 will consistently report lies, and I'm going to consistently call you out on those. So thank you for the question. Again, you couldn't be more wrong. You guys are always wrong. And Oklahoma taxpayers are tired of it.
They're actually
tired of your lies. They are tired of the media not putting a spotlight on an issue like the budget. K4 doesn't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the amounts, the cost to taxpayers. Mm-hmm. They don't care. And so, folks, I gave you a question. You don't like my answer, but that's okay. So what you're going to continue to see is fake news like K4 try to cover up the major issues facing American families. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma families, do you want more money in your pocket or not? Do you want your income taxed? I think the answer is no. I hear it every day. Do you want your property taxed for the rest of your life? I think the answer is no. So I'm going to continue to fight against lobbyists, special interest, fake news media outlets, and I will continue to defend the people of Oklahoma unapologetically.
All right. I just want to interrupt here. You know, we're running out of time, but the fact is they came in 48th out of 50 states. So they are at the bottom of the education rankings, okay?
Okay.
And he wants to cut funding to education. This is the guy. Mm-hmm. He's superintendent.
Yeah. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin. Also, Springsteen versus Trump. Coming up.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Biden and his family weighing options now that he's been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
It's important to understand that prostate normal cells, as well as prostate cancer cells, respond to testosterone. But not all prostate cancer cells respond to hormones. And in this case, the president's prostate cancer cells do respond to hormones, which means that that is another opportunity for treatment and hormone therapy, which is where you would give medication that block the hormone to reduce the risk of recurrence and spread of the cancer.
ABC medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. More than 24 people were killed as a line of strong storms moved across the South and Midwest over the weekend, most in Kentucky. Another line of nasty weather that could include tornadoes is set to hit parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri later today. President Trump is set to call Russian President Vladimir Putin in a few hours to discuss the war in Ukraine. Afterwards, he's got a call scheduled with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News.